Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful that you made the way for us, Lord Jesus, to come for the last service of this day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessing that you have been blessing us so sweet since we came in this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word of life that we have had, Lord. Thank you for the deliverances it has brought in our lives, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings that our souls have been blessed with. Thank you for all that you have accomplished in our lives, oh God, as individuals, as local assembly. Lord Jesus, we are grateful. Father, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Be with us, Lord Jesus, as we continue, Master, in your service this evening. Help us, Heavenly Father. Help the preacher, Lord Jesus. Help the hearers, O Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, may your word, Master, have great impact in our lives, Father. Help us to surrender everything in our lives unto thee, Lord. May you have mercy on us, Father. Lord Jesus, have your way in our lives. Let your word have its pickups in our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, may you have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Be with your servants everywhere. Continue to help your servants in Bakatari and other places. See every one of us through, Father. Thank you for granting all these requests, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. God bless you. Let's take our Bible quickly because there is a lot to say, but the time is short. We are going to read from, two or three places from the scriptures. First, let's read from Psalm 42, verses 1 to 3. Psalm 42. Psalm 42, verses 1 to 3. As the ark panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have made my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Let's also read some. Can we have a seat, please? Let's read Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verses 1 to 3 as well. Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Praise the Lord. Lastly, let's read from the book of John, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 7. John, chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. John, chapter 7. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. God bless you. We've been on this sermon task. We started last Wednesday. So, but before we continue, please permit me to say this, that I'm sorry I wasn't present yesterday for the wedding. I actually planned to be around, but I didn't bear me witness. A week before, I told him, and I planned to come for the wedding. But along the line, I just observed that something during the week that maybe I will not be able to make it. So But on Wednesday, when I was placing request that God give us good weather, something, there was a question in my mind. You will not be around and you are saying, God give us good weather. So, I wanted to correct it, but it was, well, I said, maybe God will make a way for me to be around. But eventually, I couldn't make it, so I'm very sorry. Bear with me. God bless you. Now, this sermon task. Rabra preached this one in 1916, 5/09/19. That's the one we started with. And I said we'll bring some of the things he said in other sermon, Tasting for Life, Life. And also I want to bring the one, something he said in Identify with Christ also. Praise the Lord. First, to remind ourselves of what we said on Wednesday, Abraham said, task, paragraph 25 of 59/09/19. Abraham said, it is a painful desire. A painful, when you want something so bad until it becomes painful to you. And that is Webster meaning of task. Praise the Lord. Now, I was looking at desire, looking at what Abraham said in paragraph 45 of the same sermon. Desire is something that we look into. We see and we want it. Maybe something we see in other human beings or with other human beings and we wanted it also because something makes us to like it. Therefore, we desire it. Abraham, in that paragraph 45, he said the positive side of that desire. Paragraph 45, he said, they say, well, I have seen some people like such living a victorious life that they are constantly on the housetop. They are praising God. I wish I could feel that way. Well, the reason you are feeling that way is what? A task in you. Oh, you've not gotten it. We are looking at paragraph 65, the one of 65/09/19, paragraph 45. We are looking at desire. That desire aspect of task. Paragraph 45. 65/09/19. Paragraph 45. Okay. Let me read that again. They say, well, I've seen some people live such a victorious life that they are constantly on the housetop. They are praising God. Wish I could feel that way. But Rabbi now said, well, the reason you are feeling that way is a task in you and is just a natural thing. It is for every person to task for God. Praise the Lord. Then Abraham taught us before we are there, Abraham said, task is a natural thing. And every human being, God put something in them to task after him. Every human being. Whether you are a Christian or you are a sinner, everybody, God put something in us to desire to be like somebody. That is in the sermon Identify with Christ. Barbara said the world is so full of dissatisfied people. People don't know what they do want. And he said that men, let me try to just read some of the things he said here. He said they are not satisfied to dress like ladies. They want to dress like men. Men want to be like women. There just seems to be something wrong somewhere. And people are reaching for something and they can't find it. That is a pitiful condition to be into. Then he said, they have looked everywhere to find something to make themselves an example. Identify with Christ. That is identify with Christ. I'm reading paragraph 58. Okay. to find something to make themselves an example. We take the women of our day. They will watch the television until they see a certain movie star, or she will come out dressed in a certain way, and all the women will want to dress like her or act like her. Make her example. Some pretty girl, just in the bloom of life, will try to pattern themselves and try to make some movie star an example that they should go by. And finally, they find themselves wind up in a cage of sin that they can't get out of. What a pity. Seeing them come into the meeting, tears running down their cheeks, but they are hunting for something. We take men, you catch them on the street or in their business. The old man wants to be a teenager. He will cut his ear off on a flat top and make a dovetail in the back. He wants to be a teenager. The teenager wants to be like one of this rock and roll king. Where do they wind up? In sin and disgrace. Man seems to be unsatisfied. He's running everywhere. They will take on... Okay, let's jump. The last part of paragraph 61. They are trying to impersonate that person. They set them as an example. They have taken them for their standard of life. And what do they find out at the end of the road? Those little fellows turn out to be gangsters and robbers. The women turn out to be prostitutes and street walking and delinquent people. Now, paragraph 62. What makes them do it is for a cause. Is a natural. God gave them that nature. They got a nature that makes them want to have something to identify themselves with. They must have something that they want to be like. It is an objective in life. Praise the Lord. And Brother Brown continued, he said, when God made man or men like that, he gave them the example, the person to be an example of, when he gave us the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. That is the person all of us will be like. May God help us. Now, let's continue. Last Wednesday too, we said that some people, when they have this desire in them to be like somebody or to be like, they have a desire and they are pursuing that desire and they meet an obstacle on the way, they could not get what they wanted. They try to get a substitute to forget about it. In other words, trying to silence the past. But the task is still there. Then Brother Abraham taught us that in our body, God gave us a controlling tower that gave us a way of warning of what our flesh is in need of, or our body is in need of. And also in our soul, Brother Abraham said, God put a control tower there that tells us what our spiritual needs are. Praise the Lord. And Brother Brown continued that if we neglect this way of warning, Brother Brown said, it is dangerous. Let me continue. Now the controlling tower in your soul, maybe I should read that in, all right, paragraph. Paragraph 29, 6509-19. Paragraph 29. Paragraph 29. Now we find God gives the control tower to you to give you to give to you the things that you need. Now, the control tower in you is what directs you. And this task runs in the tower, control tower, and tells you what you have need of, spiritually speaking. The control tower in the body and in the soul also. There is a control tower in the body that tells you what the need that is needed in your body and is brought to you by task. Also, there is a control tower in your soul that tells you the spirituality that you have need of. Something in your spirit, and you by this can tell what kind of a life is controlling you. Praise the Lord. By what the control tower is saying, if it is not a temptation, if it is what you desire yourself, because temptation can come and then you discard it, you fight against it, you discard it. That is not what you are desiring. It is a temptation. But if it is what you are desiring, it's a desire that you wanted to achieve. But Baba said, by that you can know what kind of a life is controlling you. Praise the Lord. Okay? Let's continue a little while. I'm continuing paragraph 30. When you can see what your desires are, that you can tell by that what kind of something is in you that is creating this desire that you have. There is a certain thing that you task for, and it can tell you in your soul what that desire is by the nature of the task that you have. I hope you can understand that. Praise the Lord. Rabban taught us that the soul of a man is what? Is the nature of his spirit. The soul of a man, that is the nature of my poor writing. What is in the soul, we see it manifest in the spirit. You know it by that. So, and we were saying last Wednesday that with what Brother Brown said, let's look at Jacob and Esau. Jacob, he looked at the birthright. He wanted the birthright. He knew that the blessing lays in the birthright, but he doesn't have access to the birthright. Somebody has asked the birthright. The Bible says he longed for it. Brother taught us that he longed for that birthright. Though he has no, there is no way the birthright could get to him. Because naturally, he is banned away from birthrights. But he longed for it, he desired it. And he was looking at opportunity to get the birthright. So that is a desire in his heart. He wanted the birthright. There is something that struck my heart. You see, Jacob, we are saying that he wanted the birthright. He knows the blessings is in the birthright. All the blessings lays in the birthright. It's not just any blessing. You know what? He knew that Abraham's blessing is in that birthright. And he wanted Abraham's blessing. Now will he get it? Naturally, he's born out of it. But when the opportunity came, he quickly used the opportunity. He seized the opportunity. But the one that had the birthright, let's look at something funny or something wonderful. The one that had the birthright, he came, he was hungry. The desire in his body said, you are hungry and you are going to die. If you don't feed this body, mercy. Like some people say, man must work now. Man must work because of food, because of what they will eat. They forfeited the Holy Ghost. May God have mercy on us. So he's hungry.
he went to him, the birthright, he didn't see much need for the birthright, even now that he's dying of hunger. And his brother said, give me, he told the brother, give me porridge. He said, no, not just like that. You want the porridge, you share to me that this birthright is mine. What is birthright to me now when I'm dying of hunger? What use are the birthright to me when I'm dying of hunger? So because of, he said, okay, no problem. You have a birthright. Not like that. You will swear to me that the birthright belong to me, that I'm the one who holds the birthright. He said, yes, I will swear. And he swear, and the Bible said, thereby Esau did what? Despise his birthright. May God have mercy on us. May we not, because of the things of this world, forfeit our birthright. So Esau forfeited his birthright just because of the desire of the body, of hunger. Jacob wanted Abraham's blessing. He longed for it, and eventually he got it. Go and read Genesis 28. Isaac said, may the blessing of Abraham go with you. May God help us. So, okay. I think we can continue from there. Okay, we are talking about the desire which brought this is one thing I wanted to say. Abraham taught us today that the birthright today is what? The Holy Ghost baptism. And Abraham said, being dead in Christ, then we have what? We become Abraham's seed. Praise the Lord. Being dead in Christ, then we become Abraham's seed. I love what Abraham. The perfectness of the way he broke the word. I just love it. May God help us. Let's continue. So we saw that then Abraham taught us also, he explained Romans chapter 7, verses 14 to 25. He explained that when Apostle Paul said, when I will do good, then evil is nigh. But Abraham says, have you experienced it? That when you want to do what is right, sometimes there is evil all around. That you want, like when you are seeking the Holy Ghost, you wanted to pray for the Holy Ghost, then you become sickly. Or you wanted to fast, you can't do it. You wanted to wake up to pray, you become so slippery. Abraham said, the first thing, then some people will say, maybe that's not the will of God for me. Abraham said, don't allow the devil to teach you like that. He said, you should look into the Bible. Find out whether what you are desiring, what you are looking for, is in accordance with the word of God. If the word of God says that it is meant for you, Abraham said, go ahead. No matter the difficulties, just go ahead anyhow. Praise the Lord. Then Abraham said, the same thing happened in divine healing. When you are prayed for, the next day he said, you become more sick. And also the salvation is because when somebody comes out to give his life to Christ, he said, you see, the next day, the mother will be hungry, people will be hungry that he has given his life to Christ. So, but it's the will of God for us to be healed. It's the will of God for us to be saved. It's the will of God for us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise ye the Lord. Okay, let's continue. Now I want to read something. I want to read from Testing for Life that Brabham preached in 1957-07-28. Paragraph 34. 57-07-28. Testing for Life. Testing for Life. Paragraph 34. Okay, now notice the perverted life. The devil inspired it. That life becomes miserable. I've never seen it in all stages. from the rich to the poor. I've had the privilege of being in king palaces. From that to the lowest aunt on Skid Row. And I have never seen a contented sinner in my life. I've never seen what? A contented sinner. It has never happened that a sinner will be satisfied. That a sinner will be contented. Oh, mercy. You just, lady, let him tell you today you are the best. You are, without you, I can't sleep. Without you, are all enough for me. Tomorrow you will see somebody that is that is more prettier than you, and will abandon you. Likewise, men. Likewise, women. So there has never been a contented sinner ever in this life. It is only Christians that are contented. Praise you, the Lord. I have never seen a contented sinner in my life. That is right. There is no happiness or contentment outside of Jesus Christ. I've seen them so rich till they had bodyguard with them. And I've seen them so poor till they beg for a drink of whiskey. I don't care who you are. Be the president of the whole world. You are not a Christian. You can never be contented. Lie. It's not possible because the world that brings contentment is not in you. So there is no way you will be satisfied being a sinner. That is why I said sometimes ago, I think some people are not happy about it. I said, what will a sinner do that will make me to emulate or want to, except if they do according to the word of God? Because by the grace of God, a Christian is living a higher life than a sinner. Whether you want to believe it or not. I, a Christian, by the grace of God, am living a higher life than Tinubu. Yes, sir. That's the truth. So I don't care what a sinner has. He can never be contented. Let him be the richest person in the world. There is a lacking in him. Oh, mercy. That I hold dear to my heart. You can't take that from me. I don't care who he is or who she is. What will she do that will make me to want to be like her? Lie. I've seen them so rich till they had bodyguard with them. And I've seen them so poor till they beg for a drink of whiskey. From the one to the other, there is no satisfaction in sin. Then what do you call that life? How could you call it life when you want to take it? When you want to take it, it's not life. Now, if the devil can get you to do something like that, he's done something else. He will let you be a gentleman, and you will pay your honest debt. You will treat your neighbor right. You will even join church and think that you've got life. But that still is death. For except a man is born again, he will in no wise enter the kingdom. If the devil can't get you to see a truth, he will push you out the deep end. So joining church is not life. Singing hymn is not life. Preaching the gospel is not life. Only one way you can have life, that is to know him. You don't know and have life by knowing the catechism, like Baba read in the morning, by knowing the catechism of your church. You don't have life by knowing the Bible. You will have to live by knowing Christ in the free pardon of sin. Is the only way that you can have life. And once again, what makes you try to have a big time like that is because God has made you to crave life. God made you up your makeup There isn't a man or a woman on earth tonight. Neither was there ever a man or a woman on earth tonight or on earth at any time but what had a craving for something, a thirst for pleasure, and God made that thirst in you, and He made that thirst so you will thirst after Him. And how dare you to try to quench that blessed holy thirst that God has put in your heart to thirst after Him and try to satisfy it with sin? How dare you to try to quench that holy thirst for something by some burger program on the television instead of going to the church or leaving or instead of going to the church of the living God? How dare you to pour whiskey? How dare you to pour whiskeys, cigarettes, and dope into your body and use your eyes for lust to try to satisfy that blessed holy thirst that God put in you to thirst after Him? God will hold you responsible, my friend, at the day of judgment, if you don't satisfy that thirst with the drinking at the fountain of inexhaustible fountain of life. Let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him come and drink from the water of life freely. That is what you are thirsty for. You are running from church to church. Every time a little something happens, you run to it. A little easy can rise up and you take after it. Oh, it's so good to come to the fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. When sinners plug beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stain. Praise ye the Lord. That is the thing. No sinner is ever contented. Like. Because that longing, that task is always there. I don't care what they have. Let them have the whole money of the whole world. That longing, that task is still there. Until Christ come into that soul, they can never be satisfied. May God help us. So money is not the thing. Position is not the thing. Any other thing is not the thing. But Christ is the main thing. May God help us. Okay. Now, when we still have some time. Now, Brabra said here, let's look at the task for water. That is talking, that should be paragraph there. Let me see. All right. Around paragraph 46, upward. Brabra said, let's look, okay, now we take some of the natural tasks. Some of the natural tasks is first to take, for instance, thirsting for water. As David said here, thirsting for the water, thirsting for water. The body is in need of water. And if you don't supply that thirst, you will perish. You will dehydrate. You won't live. I'm reading paragraph 46, sorry. You won't live if you can't get water to that thirst, to quench that thirst of the natural body. You will soon perish. You won't live long. You can live longer without food than you can without water. Because you can fast for 40 days, Jesus did, I suppose, without food. But you couldn't do that. You couldn't do that long without water. You will just simply dry up and die. You must have water. And the task that comes on you, why? Is to show that the body is in need of something to keep it alive. The body has got to have the water and order to stay alive. In order to stay alive, you are 80-something percent of water and potassium anyhow, and you've got to take this source A to keep you alive. Praise the Lord. As I said, if you neglect it, you will perish. Then Brabra was talking about David being a woodman. Why? Brother Brown said he often wondered why David put that in the Psalms, that as the heart panted after the water brooks, so my soul thirsts after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. He said, David being a woodman, he has experience with a deer or hart when they are wounded in the wood. When a hart, which is also the same as a deer, when it's wounded in the wood, it must get water or it will perish. Now listen. Brother Brown said three things. Why this deer, they are a prey for the wild dog or for a wolf or for hyena. I have seen a documentary where hyena, I think wild dog and hyena, they move in convoy, plenty of them. When they get a deer, I saw one, the hyena got a deer. In 5 minutes, they finished the animal. They finished the animal completely. But they tear it, tear this one, before you know, the animal is finished. It's a wonder. So, then why do this deer, why is it always a prey for these animals? Rabban gave us in three psalms. He gave us reasons. Let's listen. The first one was that, but Abraham said, it is a easy prey for them. That one, we get it in paragraph 25 to 26 of Thirsting for Life, 5706:13. 5706:13. Rabban said, it's a very easy prey for them. Because the deer is all innocent. It doesn't have anything to fight back. It's a deer. Apart from the little horns that he has. But he has some God-given defense. The defense that Rabban taught us that he has is that, one, he can run very, very fast. Two, he can smell his enemy from afar off. Now let's listen. So, it is a easy prey for them. Are you there? Paragraph 25 to 26. Paragraph 25. Is that paragraph 25? Let me see. Okay. All right. David spoke okay. Like, look, I often wonder what David wrote that about. I understand I learned about it. Until I learned about there, and back in that country and in other countries, they have wolf and wild dog, and they attack the deer because it's easy prey for them. Did you hear that? It's easy prey for what? For them. Why? And that is a very good type of the devil. You take a beautiful woman or a handsome man. That's the very prey for the sin of the world. When they are telling you, oh, you look so handsome. You are very handsome. I just like the way you dress. That is the wolf of the devil. That's the wolf the devil trying to lock into your life. Oh, you dress so pretty. You are so pretty. I just like the way you dress. And sometimes, you know, if they tell a man, you are so handsome, a man can still control himself. But let them tell a woman that you are so beautiful. Oh, the girl loses her. She just loses up. That's the problem. A woman is so easily deceived. She loses up. And yes, I'm pretty. The enemy is after you. And that means you to, like Abba was saying this morning, maybe to paint, maybe to put something on, to make you look more prettier, for women, for men to admire you. You are going. I'm sorry for your life. So that's what Brother Abraham said. A beautiful or a handsome young man. He said, pray for the sin of the world. No, Brother Abraham said something in Thirsting for Life, 60.03.04. 60.03.04. Brother Abraham, 60.03.04, paragraph, let me see, paragraph 83 to 96. 60.03.04, paragraph 83 to 96. Okay. Brother Abraham said some time ago he was talking about those days when they used to buy slaves in America. He said he went to one of the pen where they had something they built to sell slaves. So he was there watching that when an old man that has been in the business, he said, preacher, you see, he said, I was in your meeting the other time. He said, you're looking at that. He said, you know, when those days when they sell slaves, you know the best selling slave. He said, what? I don't know. I said, it's a nice looking colored girl. Just look for it. I don't want to read because of that. It's a nice looking colored girl. He said, a beautiful girl. He said, when they are auctioning for men, they will say $500, $300. When they are auctioning for men. But when it comes to a beautiful girl, what is the price? $2,000. $3,000 is there. Do you get it? Paragraph 85. I think it said paragraph 83 to 96. Then the man said, if there is a hell, he said, those men are there today. Then Abraham said, Dad, what about your own soul? Praise the Lord. Abraham said, the following day, a minister baptized that man in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, the Lord. So when she's somebody beautiful, you see, that is why we used to say, sisters, God made you beautifully. Cover your body. Protect yourself. Don't expose your body to men for men to lust at. Cover yourself. If you expose yourself, like Baba said in the morning, he said, I think he used a word. I've forgotten the word he used. He said, when you just, he said, make yourself, sir? Bait, yeah, sorry, thank you. He used the word bait. He said, you make yourself a bait for the devil. That's the way it is. Cover yourself with the blood of the Lord. Dress well. You see, people think that, I don't know, when we are talking like this, the hour is too much. But, you see, as ministers of the gospel, we watch over what? Your soul. We watch over your soul. And when we see the word says anything, we will not shun to tell you. It is not left for you to take it or to push it aside. May God help you. So that is one. Brother Brown said, a beautiful girl or a handsome young man is a very good prey for the sin of the world. Then Brother Abraham said, another reason why they look after this deer is said is they are looking the deer when the deer is out of fellowship. That's what Brother Abraham used. When the deer is what? Out of fellowship, out of the gathering of the herds. When the deer is not with others, when the deer is alone on itself, I can do my own thing myself. The owl is too much in that place. I can listen to tape at home. I can stay at home and serve God well. Let me read it to you so that you will not think. That is, let's look at that. That is paragraph 167 to 173 of Thirsting for Life. I think 60.03.04. 60.03.04. Paragraph 167. Yes. I've watched many times the wolf after the deer, And if he can catch a little deer out to itself, that is the one they work on. There is a lesson. If he can catch a deer away from the head, then that is what the devil wants to do. Now, to you young ladies, he wants you to go out with a boy that is not a Christian. To you young men, he wants you to go out with some little painted Jezebel that is not a Christian. That is where he wants to break you up. That is where he wants to suck his teeth into you. And this little deer will get out to itself, away from the herd. That is the one the wolf was on. And to you old man and women, when you separate yourself from believers, you people, I can stay at home, just be just as good a Christian as I can at church. You can't. The Bible says, not forsaking our assembling ourselves together. And that much more as we see the time coming. If you are a Christian, you long to go where other Christians are and fellowship with other Christians. So you cannot stay away from church and live the same life. You can't do it because it's like I am hungry, but I will never go to a table. I will never eat. Aren't going to do it. See, you've got to go and feed on the word of God and fellowship one with another. We need one another more than we ever did need each other. Is now when you get yourself singled out from the rest of them, making yourself a little different. You don't want to associate with them because they believe this and don't want to associate with that. You are getting on dangerous ground. Right then, keep it away from church. Find the one of your choice. If Christ's bright tabernacle is too much for you, find a one that is good for you, that believes the message of the hour, and go and fellowship. I'm not sending you away. So, you see, there is something to fellowship. It's true that sometimes, maybe because of the finances, maybe because of this, we cannot come, we want to stay and listen to the tape. But it won't be all the time. It won't be forever. May God help us. Alright, let me complete that. You don't want to associate with them because they believe this and don't want to associate with that. You are getting on dangerous ground. Right then, keep away from church. Keeping away from church. Find the one of your choice and remain there and be a Christian brother to all of them. That is the way to be a real Christian. Then we got fellowship, protection. People love you and pray for you. Is that true? We've got protection. We've got fellowship. People love you and they pray for you. People don't know the sacredness and the protection that goes with gathering with other believers. May God help us. Paragraph 173. That's the success of my meetings. It's because real goodly people pray for me. That's it. That's the reason of success in my meetings. When I come in and introduce these things about the visions and things, There is a many old mother and dad, sisters and brothers sitting out there that believe that with all their hearts, the Holy Spirit dropped right down on them then. Do you hear that? When you don't know who the Holy Spirit will drop something in their heart to be of a help to you. May I say this? Do you know that there have been testimonies of people that will be in danger? Somebody will just be praying in his house without knowing. He will be interceding in the spirit for that one that is in trouble. Have you ever heard of that? Yes, sir, it happens. He will be interceding in the spirit when he's praying, not even knowing. Brother Brown said it, it's in the message. He'll be praying, as he's praying, maybe he's praying in the spirit, he's praying in the spirit, not that maybe, he's praying in the spirit, and by even he himself does not know, but he's praying in the spirit that is praying in him, is interceding for the one that is in trouble, because he's a member of the body. May God help us. That is, such protection are there that God keeps in the garden of the saints of the Lord. So when we now stay away, there is danger. So the Holy Spirit dropped right down on them then. If they don't do that, I have no will of doing it. No matter how great it will be for myself, it has to be for you the same. We have to be a unit. Two of us together to make the contact with God. You as a believer and myself as a believer. Praise ye the Lord. So, a deer that is on his own, that want to separate himself, seemingly not having the faith, is endangering his or our life. Then, the other one is the smell ability. This wolf, they have a trick. They know the deer can smell them. And they will look for a place where the wind will not blow their smell to the deer. And then they will be locked, they will be sneaking from there to get the deer. But because the wind does not carry the smell of this animal to the deer is unaware until this wolf jumps on the animal. There are two ways. Abraham also mentioned the other way. We'll come to that later. So the smell ability of a deer. Now, it's getting to our time to stop. So this animal, this deer, when the wolf pounces on the animal, the wolf has a target. His target is to do what? To catch the neck and pull the throat out. Why doing that? Because this deer and this hyena, the wolf and the wild dog, they have a fang. That is, they have two teeth, very sharp on the top, and two at the lower jaw. So with this one, they put it on the animal and tear out flesh. So that is those one. In the case of lion, tiger, and maybe the other one, leopard, sometimes in their home, they don't need to tear flesh. When they grab the neck, they will break the neck. That's the end of the animal. But this wolf in their home, they can only tear flesh out. Now, Brabra said, when this animal, this deer, and this wolf, if they are able to get to the neck and tear the neck off, the jugular vein is off. The animal is what? Dead instantly. It cannot survive it. But if the deer, when the wolf is jumping, if the deer is able to swing himself and the wolf get the flanks, the side of the animal, when he put his teeth on the flank with the side of the animal, he will pull out flesh. When you pull out flesh, the animal is bleeding. The deer is bleeding. The deer can still run. But as the deer is running, it's looking for what? Water. His nose is up, smelling where there is water. And if he could get to water, he knows that he's safe. Because Barbara said the moment he drinks from water, that blood that is going through now will stop. And that animal can then continue running. Barbara said he has even shot them, and when they get water, they go. He couldn't get them. Barbara said he has watched them many times when a wolf will bite them, and once they get water, they can run up the creek, come down, drink water, run off. You can never get them because they are so fast. I watched one also. It was, cheetah is the fastest of the animals. Cheetah is the fastest. I think it was cheetah that was running after a deer. Running after a deer. At the point, the deer just turned a corner. Cheetah run. Oh, miss here. So the animal can trick, it can run when it is alive. So, but when it is wounded, what is he looking for? He's looking for water. That's why David said, as the heart panted after the water, so my soul thirsted after the old God. My soul thirsted after God, after the living God. Praise you, the Lord. Then let's hear what Abraham said as we try to close. Let's read 6509:19. Let's read from paragraph 55. 6509:19, paragraph 55, just to cut it short. Okay. Now there is a great lesson there, see? And David saying here, as the heart panted for the water brook, my soul panted for thee, O God. Now the deer knows unless he finds water, he is gone. He just can't live. And I have tracked them many times after being wounded. When he hears a stream of water, he will cross it and get a drink, get up on the hill and come back down. Cross and get a drink of water and go up. You will never catch up with him as long as he is following that stream of water. But once when he leaves the stream, if he can't find another water brook somewhere, you will catch him right away. And now the deer knows that, so he will stay right with the water where he can get to it right quick. Now, could you imagine a deer with his nose up and has been caught out somewhere where there is no water? And he says, as the heart thirsted or panted, panting is a thirst, after the water blows, my soul thirsted after thee, O God. Unless I can find you, Lord, I will perish. I can't go unless I find you. And when a man or a woman, boy or girl, gets that kind of a task for God, he is going to find something. See? But when we come at it, just kind of a hard way, well, I will kneel down and see what the Lord does. See? You are not really thirsting yet. It's got to be a task between death and life. And then something takes place. Praise you, the Lord. We'll stop there this evening. Thirsting for life. Thirst. How is the thirst? Are we getting tired of thirst? Are we getting fed up of thirsting for life? Are we just thirsting for this life? Or as the enemy tried to give, as the enemy giving us a substitute and we are looking at it? Remember, we can never be satisfied. I don't care if you are a child of God. You can never be satisfied without God. No way. You will never be satisfied until you have that goal. May God help us. Let's bow down our heads. That's it for life. How is your task running? What are you tasking for? Are you tasking for God, or you are tasking for the things of the world? Or have you left out the task for God? Is it God you are tasking for now, or you've left that one and you are now running after the things of the world? Check your heart and let God, I believe God must have spoken to your heart. Why don't you ask the Lord this evening? Whatever he has spoken to you, why don't you talk back to him? Want to be remembered in prayer this evening? Why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord as his servant will pray for us? God bless you, sir.
Gracious Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have had for this past an hour, hearing about thirst and thirsting after life. We thank you very much for the prophet you sent to us, this generation, that by inspiration you took him to the scripture. Lord, he looked at nature, he looked at animal, so many things to bring the gospel so that the most uneducated can understand what is passing across. Just as we have it in the scripture, in the days of your flesh, and the Bible said that common people hand you gladly. Lord, we thank you for this, our own age. It's an age of education, educated giants, yet that's pleased you to come in simplicity to give unto us a messenger, a prophet of this age, Lord, with very little education, but with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to bring the word unto us. Gracious Father, understanding cometh from you, and revelation cometh from you. This that we have heard, we are asking that you give understanding and revelation to every one of us. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that as many as are your children, just as we have heard, everyone that is your child will never be satisfied with anything outside of you. You are the only one that can quench our thirst. You are the only one that can be our satisfaction. We pray, Father, that wherever you are not presently, may the thirst never be quenched, O God. Anywhere Satan is trying to quench the godly thirst you are giving to your people with different things, with natural things, with things that perish, with things that come to naught, we just pray, dear God, that you will give victory to your children. Open our eyes. Help us, O living God, to have the true and the holy thirst after you, after the things of righteousness, after your word, Lord, so that we can be made ready and prepared for your coming. Righteous eternal Father, we just pray, O God, after the preaching, the altar call was made for those that have needs to raise their hands. You are the only one, Lord, that knows what those needs might be. Not even the preacher that made the request. Lord Jesus, since you are the one that seared our heart, and you are the one that told us that when we ask, we shall receive, when we seek, we shall find, and when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. May you remember each one with their request. May you grant it, dear Father, whether spiritual needs, whether physical, whether material, whether earthwise, whatsoever the needs are, may you grant, O God, unto each person. Once again, we want to pray, dear God, that the faith of this message may not be limited to this place, Father. May the spirit of life water it in our heart. Lord, may we not have rest until this true task, O God, is, Lord, it has achieved its purpose in our life, O God. Grant it, dear eternal Father. We want to ask that you will bless your servant that you have used, and recall him for the strength that has left him and later the on of his ministry. Lord, we ask, O God, that each one of us that are partaking of this blessing this afternoon, so evening, Lord, may we have testimony after, Lord, of what this has accomplished in our life. Grant it, King of Glory. We appreciate your goodness, your blessings unto us for the entire day. The blessings we have received today may never diminish in our life. May none of us ever elude us, O God, but may go with us, Heavenly Father. We are just starting another week. We put you before us, as David has said, Lord, in order we shall do this week, may we see you standing for us, standing with us, giving us your mercy, giving us your strength, giving us your protection, giving us your blessings. May you go before us, may you go with us. May you bless us in every way. Bless students and bless workers and bless business people. Lord, and protect the travelers. And Lord, heal the sick and the afflicted. We pray, O God, that you raise your people up, those that have some critical situation. Lord, we pray that the angel of the Lord will stand by them and deliver them from the hands of the evil one. Grant it, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Once again, some of your children that are bereaved, may you be their strength, O God. And Lord, bring joy inside of sorrow, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Well, while we dismiss this evening, You are the one that brought us safely in the morning. May you go with us, Father. All the ways that each one of us have before us this week, may you just have the way and go before us. And Lord, meet with all our needs and solve our problem. And Lord, just answer every question, meet every situation, destroy every works of the enemy. Grant us victory in every way, dear Father. Thank you, eternal Father. All you have used today to bless your children, in whichever way, whether to preach, or to interpret, or to listen, or to operate engines or computer or online whatsoever, or those that move up and down officiating, we pray that you will bless your children. Those that even need them to pray, may you reward them, Father. Those that sound special, give testimony. Whichever Lord that your children have, whichever way they have served you today, that have brought blessings to each and every one of us, may you bless them in return. Thank you, eternal Father. May this week be a wonderful week for us. Let it be a special week of blessing. Disgrace the enemy on every way, O Father, and get glory and honor to yourself. Thank you, King of Glory. The rest of the services this week, may they be wonderful and glorious. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. We thank the Lord for the services of the day. We look forward unto another week that is before us and trust Him for His grace to see us through. I'm trying to, shall rise. 459, mansion over the hilltop. Oh, I'm satisfied, just a cottage below. A little sea and a little boat, but in the sea we are the ransom we shall. I want a gold one that is the balance. I got a mansion, I got a man for blessing just over the hill. Tormented and tested, and like a prop, my pillow was gone. And though I find no permanent dwelling, I know He will give me a mansion, my home. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we never grew old. And someday on that we will never more wonder, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor, deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a happy crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land we never grew old. And someday yonder we never more wonder, but from the streets that are pure as gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested and black out below us too. And do I find no permanent dwelling? I know He will give me a mansion, my own. Oh, I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where I will never grow old. And someday yonder I will never more wonder. I'll walk the streets that are purest blue. You don't think me poor, deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a free in such of a city. I want a mansion, a half car. Oh, I've got a mansion just over the hill in that bright land. I will never grow old, and someday yonder I will never more wonder. I will walk the streets that are made of.